right, we added two more to the list. K8, you are the, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Jim over here in Saginaw, and that I was just listening to everybody talking about their going here and going there. I just bought another camper, and I'm headed up north here Thursday. I'm going to be on the river fishing up there by the Mackinac Bridge, and that I got a few days to where I can go do things, and so me and the other half, we're going to take off and do the camping thing and just sit back, relax. She just retired, so we're going to go see some country.
Oh, that's awesome, Jim. Looks like, I think, I'm not sure when you're going to take off, but if you get by the next day or so, should be good, pretty good traveling weather. And thank you for joining the net. Bob, go ahead.
Good evening, David. Everybody else on the net. Yeah, I just got back from camping again, but I like it. That's something I like to do. So, and it was hot up there. Normally we stay till the evening and come home, but it was just so muggy and hot. And I'm just like, you know, we're not gonna do nothing up here anyways. And some of the people, some of our family wasn't up there this weekend because of whatever reasons. But so we said, let's just go home. I got some stuff I can do. And, I picked some cucumbers out of the garden, and I've got picked some green peppers, a couple summer squash. But, my pepper plants are weird this year. Normally they're pretty robust, but they're even the jalapeno plants and the green peppers, they're like, they had skinny stalks on them, and you get one green pepper and it starts pulling over to the ground, so I don't know what's going on with them. They've had enough water, and they fertilized them, so I don't know what's going on there. But that's about it for this round. Turn it back to Net Control. This is NAKPR.
Okay, Bob. Well, fine business on the garden. Yeah, it's interesting how year-to-year plants perform pretty well. Sometimes they don't. I was talking to a fellow not too long ago who mentioned it kind of depends on how close certain plants are to different plants, like tomato plants. So the big ones, the tall ones, will really kind of suck nutrients, I guess, away. And if you have maybe like a pepper plant or something close by it, it doesn't get the nutrients or whatever. I guess I'm not real sure on how that works. But, yeah, and okay on the camping. Well, it's definitely been hot. Again, down at the end of the list, is there anyone else who'd like to join us for tonight's net? Please call.